We begin the current daf Masechtas Eivin, daf Kufhei, the last daf in Masechtas Eivin. The Gemara continues regarding a discussion they had in the halacha that Shmuel had said. Shmuel said that although one is chayiv, that there's an isser of bringing in a tamei sheretz, something that became tamei from a sheretz, into the Beis HaMikdash, however, sheretz itself would not be chayiv. And the reason, although it seems paradoxical, counterintuitive, however, the reason is based on the drasha that Shmuel made in the pasuk that says Mizacha and Nekeva, that compares anything that has the prohibition of being brought into the Beis HaMikdash because of Tumah to a Zacha and Nekeva, that just like a person, whether it be male or female, can have Tahara B'Mikvah, and therefore such a thing that can have Tahara B'Mikvah has the Isra of being brought in the state of Tumah. Therefore, Keli that became Tumah from a Sheretz is in that category. However, a sheretz itself that cannot have tahara in the mikvah is not included in this isser of being brought in to the Beis HaMikdash. And if one brings a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be potter. And that the Gemara wanted to say, first approved to Shmuel, said it's not approved. Then they wanted to say it's totally in the machlekes tanoim. So the one of the last approaches the Gemara brought is that it's telling the Machlekes Tanoim in our Mishnah, that is regarding the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, regarding this halacha, that we said that you could take a sheretz, and in spite of the fact that it's Issa of Muktzah, but the sheretz, you could take it out of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, although there was a discussion how to do it with the Avnet, or to do it with the tongs that are made out of wood, not to increase the Tumah. There was a Machlekes regarding from which area in the Beis HaMikdash. One man said that up until the era of the Azara, but the Azara not. And the other man, Rabbi Akiva, held that even the Azara, one would go ahead and take it out on Shabbos and not wait till Matzah Shabbos, but go, bypass the Isra Rabbanan of Muktzah and take it out on Shabbos. So the Gemara just said, that's telling the Machlekes of Shmuel. That the one that says you do not take it out of the area of the Azara obviously holds like Shmuel, that there is no biblical Isra bringing it in and thereby taking it out. So therefore, even though it's in the Azara, although in the other areas, which because of the Kavod HaShechinah, you do take it out, but regarding the Halach of Tum itself in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not that important to override the Isra of Muktzah. Versus the other one held, Reb Kiva, that says that even from the Azara, obviously held, not like Shmuel, and said, no, that there is a Chiyuv, there is an Isser, when you're bringing even the Sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's imperative to take it out. Therefore, we do want to bypass even the Azara, the Issa of Muktzah. That was where the last daf ended. Now we begin on the top line of the Amid. With the Gemara says, Amar B'Yechin. B'Yechin says that in truth we could say, regarding that Machlekes in the Sefer of our Mishnah, that regarding to bringing in the Sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, everybody agrees, not like Shmuel, that if you bring a Sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, you're Chayiv. What they're arguing about is, not regarding bringing in, but regarding taking it out. To take out from the Azara on Shabbos, and their argument is based on the following Pasuk. Ushnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They both interpret the same Pasuk in different ways. It's a pasuk in Divrei Yom and Beis, which is when Chizkiah became king and his father, who was wicked, had Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they had to clear it out and get it all out. So it says in the pasuk, Vayivo HaKoyhanim L'Pnima, that the Kohanim came inside, Beis Hashem L'Tahar, to purify the house of Hashem, Vayitzu Es Kolatum, and they took out all the Avodah Zarah, including the idols themselves and the Takrubis of Avodah Zarah, which these things are Metam and Baal, they convey Tumah throughout the entire area of the Mikdash, Asher Matzu B'Heichel Hashem, which they found inside the sanctuary, the temple of Hashem, L'Chatzer Beis Hashem, and they brought it out to the courtyard of the house of Hashem, which is a reference to the Azara. Then the pasuk says, "Vayikablu halavim lohitzi l'nachal kidron chutzah." That then, when once it came to the Azara, then the Levim accepted these avodah zarah, these idols, to take it out to the Kidron Valley outside, and that is, they did not take other kahanim to become tamei from this avodah zarah to transport it out. Now, although they needed many people to get rid of it, they only had the kahanim take it out from the heichal to the Azara, but from the Azara outward, it's only the Levim that took it and not the kahanim. So, and that is where we have the machlokes to understand the pshat in this pasuk. Mar Sabra, that is Benanis held, midishtani ba'azara b'levim. The fact that something changed, when it came to the Azara, then the Kohanim stopped taking it to become Tame. Rather, that's when the Levim took over. And that is, there's obviously a difference in Tumah and the Azara that transferred now, not Kohanim, but the Levim took over. Obviously, you see that when it's in the Azara, we do not remove from there, although it's Kameng Tumah, through an Avera. Now, for a Kohen to become Tame is something that's forbidden. We only do it in a permitted way, which is through a Lev. He doesn't have that same prohibition that a Kohen has. Therefore, he holds the same thing would apply to Shabbos, that Shabbos is not going to be pushed aside, which is an Isser to be over, even if it's Muktzah, whatever it is, to move the Sheretz on Shabbos, because of the Tum and Azar. Tum and Azar is not so stringent to allow one to transgress any Isser. And that's why he says it's only up till the Azar that Mehechin Meitzin, I say that we take it out from the Mikdash, but not from the Azar itself. And that is because Tumah Bazar Aleka, there is no Tumah Nazar, which basically means to say that when it's there, it's not so stringent versus the other areas like the Heichel in the Beis HaMikdash. When Ma'arsam, Rabbi Akiva held that he said that we take out the Sheretz even from the Azara, he said, he looks at it a different way. Until the area where it's not possible for the Levim to go ahead and take it out, for example, in the Heichal, where Levim can't go in, because even Kahanim are not allowed to go in, only at the time when they're doing the Avodah, like the Pasuk in the Yirkat HaZayin says, V'ayava b'chaleis l'kodesh, you're not allowed to come at all times to the Kodesh, which is a reference to the Heichal. Then it says, Mibes l'pareches, to the area from within the curtain, that's a reference to Lefnai l'fnim, to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. But even to the Heichal itself, you're not allowed to just go in, and therefore, we Levim cannot go. Then Mafka Kahanim, there the Kahanim take it out from. But Hashtu, the Efshim Levim, but now where it's already possible for Levim, where they can walk in Nazara, Sasula Mitame Kahanim, therefore we're not going to go ahead and defile the Kahanim anymore. Because since it's possible to do it with Levim, but where it's not possible any other way, which is to leave the Tumah there for the entire Shabbos, there Reb Kiva says that no, we wouldn't leave it there, we will take it out. In other words, Tumah Nazara is something that's Chamer. And this that Levim do it is only because we would have Levim do everything, because why make the Kohen Tumah? It's just that wherever it's not possible, we need the Kohen to do it. But where it's possible, we have the Levi do it. But not because if there was only Kahanim and no Levim, the Kohen wouldn't do it. The Kohen would do it even then, possibly. It's just that there's Levim. But on Shabbos, where there's nothing else to do and it's just sitting there, of course we're going to get rid of it even on Shabbos. But it has nothing to do with the opinion of Shmuel that it's only that there's no problem of Sheretz Mideraisa inside the Mikdash, which include Azara. Everyone holds that it is a Chib Deraisa. The only Shaila is regarding are we going to transgress an Isser based on this chiv of getting rid of the Tumah or not, which was their machloikas regarding how to learn up this pasig in Divrei Hayam Beis. So the Gemara brings a bright to Tanna Rabbanan, which discusses this similar idea about having Tumah come into the Beis HaMikdash. Hakol nechnasim heichal. Everyone could enter into the heichal, to the sanctuary, to do what? Live nice, to build. Lasakin to fix. Ulohetzias Tumah, or to take out something that's impure, that's Tumah. Now you can't just walk in, but if it has a purpose, then you're allowed to. However, the mitzvah is that it should be done with the kahanim. Imeinchem kahanim nechnas levim. If there are no kahanim, then levim do it. Imeinchem levim nechnasim yisraelim. If there's no levim, then yisraelim do it. But we see either way, we find that the brisa says tahirin in tamein lai, that they only talk about because they don't say that you could even be impure. It must be that all these people kahanim levim yisraelim, whoever it is only if they're pure, but not if they're impure. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says regarding this actual halacha about who could come in and do what. Rav Kahana Misayei Kahani. Rav Kahana, he supported Kahanim, which later on he brings a brayis that says that Kahanim that are impure are better than pure Yisraelim, which is not like the brayis that we just quoted. The Tanya Rav Kahana, like Rav Kahana, taught as follows. He taught a brayis that says, Metich Shnema, because it says in the Pasuk in the Yikra, Ach el ha-pareches lo yabe. However, to the pareches, to the curtain, he shouldn't come. And this is a reference the Pasuk there is talking about by Bali Mumin, those who have a blemish that are not considered tamim, they're not kind that could do the avoid. So it says they shouldn't come. So yochalo yu kahanim bali mumin nechnosin bein ulam ul mizbeach. Since it says they can't come to the curtain, I would think they can't come under any circumstance. That those that have blemishes, they can't even come to the area between the antechamber and the mizbeach. Lasr kur pachim, even to make these little sheets out of gold that they would use to put on the walls, to line the walls of the kachim from the inside. They would make these sheets of gold, and they would line the walls over there. You would think he can't even come to that area to go ahead and make these things, because it says you can't come. On that, Tamalem, the Pasuk says, ach, it says but, which is chalek, it comes to differentiate. And that is, whenever it says in the Torah, ach, or rach, it's a miyut, it's excluding something. Wherever it says es, or gam, it's a ribu, it comes to include something. So here where it says that it's chalek, that it's separating, it's differentiating, is it's being mamayit, it's excluding, it's saying, yeah, although we don't let him come to the area that's kaidish, but to do his work, that is permitted. In other words, to do things that are necessary for the tikkun of the kachim, that is allowed to come there. Now, this is the main part why we bring it in, that for Rav Kahana, there's Messiah Kehani, the Brisa continues, mitzvah to bitmimim. Now, although we allow those that are not usually allowed to come, but for necessities, like if there's tumah there to take it out, or if to fix something, or to build something, mitzvah is like a chil to do with bitmim, with those that are complete, that have no blemishes. Ancham tamimim nechnasa balim mum. If there are no tamim, then a balim mum comes. Mitzvah tahayim. Similarly, there's a mitzvah with those that are pure. Ancham tahayim nechnasin tamim. If there are no pure ones, then impure ones comes. However, the inference is, from this brisa, the idvi either one, is kahanim in Yisraelim loy. That we let tar, if there's no tar, there's tamim, but it doesn't say anything about allowing Yisraelim. So obviously, this brisa of Rav Kahana is Mesei Kahani, not like the first brisa, that the first brisa says that whoever it is that we're allowing is only Tar and not Tame. Here we're saying whoever that we're allowing is Kahanim, not Yisraelim, which is saying that even Tame Kahanim, to go in and do what's necessary, is better than even Yisrael, that's Tar. So now the Gemara says, Iboilu, they have the following question. What's with Tomei Ubal Mum? What's it if there's no one else that can go inside and do the necessary work besides two that are usually not allowed to go in there, which are someone that's impure and someone that's a Bal Mum? Izimem Nichnas, who should go in? Now, though possibly we might allow either one of them in times of necessity, but which one is the lesser, so to speak, of two evils to let them in and to do the work of defiling the Beis HaMikdash by him being a Bal Mum or him being a Tomei? So then we have a Machlekes. Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav, he says, Tomei Nichnas, let's have the one that's impure, ritually impure, to go inside. And the reason is because we find that he is a little bit better in his heterim of things of Kachim. Because when the majority of the tzibur is tamei, the pasuk in Bamidrash Chaf Ches says regarding the carbon tamid, it says b'mayad, it should be brought in its designated time, which the drasha in the Gemara is that even when the kohen is tamei, now whereas by a bal mum, when somebody has a blemish, he's never allowed to do that avodah under any circumstance, as it's brought in the Brayos and Teres Kohanim. It says mumbay that he has a blemish. It says lechem ele kavlo yigash lakav, he should not come to bring the bread of God to serve it, to do the avodah. Now, on there the Brayos says, I would think maybe that's only applicable to the carbon tamid, which is called lechem, and as the pasuk says, carbon ilachem ele ishai, when it talks about the carbon tamid, it calls it lechem, the bread. How do you know by other karbanos tzibur? That's why again the pasuk says lechem, a different pasuk, lechem elikav, which is near that the first pasuk, that the understanding is that he cannot bring the lechem elikav under any circumstance, even for any karbanos tzibur. So therefore it makes sense to have the tamei going, not the balmum, because we find that the tamei is better in some sense, that we allow him at least to do the avodah when the tzibur is tamei, and we allow him to do the avodah. Rebbe Elazar, I mean, he argues, he says, no, balmum nichnas. We have the one that has the blemish to go in. And the reason is because he's better than the Tamei, he's permitted to eat kachim. And that is from that same pasuk where it says, that however, although the Baal Mum cannot do the avodah, but he could eat from the kachim, where someone that's Tamei cannot. So therefore, we find the Baal Mum's better, so we have this machlekes, who should go, should it be the Baal Mum, or should it be the Tamei? Now the Masechta concludes by quoting the Mishnah, that Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon said, which we had already noted on the previous Mishnah, it sounds like Reb Shimon is not talking about anything regarding the discussion of the Mishnah on the previous daf. And he said that whatever the Chacham gave you, Mishalcha Nasnacho, they really gave you what's yours. So the question is, Reb Shimon, where is he going on? It's nothing to do with the discussion that was in the previous Mishnah. What is he talking in regards to? And that the Gemara says, Hasam Kai, he's talking about something on the Afnun Bezim Abez. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah over there. It says, Misha Hechshe Chutz L'tchum, if somebody was right outside the tchum when Shabbos was starting. Afila am achas, even if it's just one am away, and that is where his tchum ended, is one am away from wherever he wants to enter to the city. Lo yikon, he can't enter, although he's right there, but he's one am away, it doesn't make a difference. It's out of his tchum, and Shabbos is starting, and the tchum is another am away, he can't enter. Shimon says, he argues, he says, Afila chamesh es amr yechnas. Even if it's 15 amos away, he's there at Shabbos, he's at the end of where he could be, and he's 15 amos away, he can enter and be part of the city. Now, why is that? So he says, Lefi she'in ha-mashaychis, because those that measure the boundaries, and they place the signs, the posters, where the end of the tchum is, they're not mematzen es amidus. They don't make the measurements exact. Mivnei HaTayim, because of the errors that apply, and that is this two pshat min Rashi, what this error is. Either it's the error of the measure of those who are measuring themselves, because maybe as they were calculating the 2,000 amos, they made a mistake. Therefore, they make it shorter than it could be, so that they err on the side of safety, that they're not having people go beyond the 2,000 amos tchum. So it comes out that really it's not really the 2,000 amos over there. So there was somebody that's spending that Shabbos out of the tchum, if he's within 15 amos, essentially, since they draw it 15 amos from where it's supposed to be, he's already within the tchum. And as Rashi explains on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, two different pshatim exactly why the number 15, either it's arbitrary or it's exactly 15 because of the amount that's of the rope that's stuck around the hand when they're measuring, that's the amount that they're missing out, so it actually is exactly 15 amos. Another pshat Rashi says is the mistakes of the people, not of those measuring, which they forget and they walk out and they say, whoa, there's the tchum, and they go back in, so therefore they can be over on this Israf tchum. So what the ones who measure make the signs, they make it the signs of Tchum earlier on. So even if somebody goes out and he comes back in, he's not being even Isser. So therefore, essentially, what Reb Shimon is saying is that if you're within 15 Amos on the outside, you're really already in the Tchum because the ones who measured pull it 15 Amos really from where the boundary is. So if you're within 15, you really are within the Tchum. So on that, the Gemara says, this that the Tanakhama says, that you can't enter even if you're just Amo away, And that is what Reb Shimon told him, that no, you could go in. And that's what he's saying over here in our Mishnah. That he's telling him, Mishalcha nasnu lach. What's yours is what they're giving you. Essentially, his idea, what he said over there is, you're already in your tchum, that you're not, there's no leniency. I'm not telling you anything more than it's supposed to be. And that is, Reb Shimon is coming to explain and say, don't think that I'm being makel by the Isuri Shabbos. Rather, they're just giving you what's really yours. Now, the reason why it's brought over here, not over there in Daf and Beis, is because of the machlekes on a previous Mishnah that talks about the machlekes, about the string of the harp, which the Gemara is going to explain right now, which is the next part of his phrase that he says in our Mishnah, which concludes our Masechta, that he said, Shalahitir lacha. They didn't permit you, Ela Mishnah, to us only something that's Issa Drabbanim. Which the Gemara asks, hey, where's that going on? That end of a sentence sounds like a totally different statement, and what is that in reference to? So on that, the Gemara says, Hasim Kari is going in regards to a different machlokes he has, on Daf Kav Beis Amud Beis. The Kama Tanakama Kaishra, the Tanakama said that you can go ahead and tie the string of the harp that ripped on Shabbos. On that, Reb Shimon argues, as it's mentioned over there, that for Amalei Reb Shimon said to them that Einva, that no, you can't tie it, but rather what you can do is you can make a bow out of it. Now, that's what he's coming to explain over here regarding that they had argued before. And he says that this that they permitted you to do in the Beis HaMikdash was not to do malachas deraisis, like tie a knot like you're permitting. Rather, only things that are shvus, that are istur drabon, and that is aniva de le'osu de'chiv chatas, tying a bow which cannot bring towards a chiv chatas, to an istur deraisa, even if it's done bekviyas. So shirli rabon, and that is what rabbanah permitted for them to do, to tie the string of the harp, that only a bow. But kashira de'osu de'chiv chatas, but tying in a knot which could bring to chiv chatas if that's done out in the provinces, loy shirli rabban, that rabban did not permit, and that's a gezeira because someone might come to make a full-fledged kesher shakyama, a full-fledged knot, which would be the issa deraisa of kosher, and that is not what we allowed you to do, and therefore, that is what we allow, aniva and not kashira. So essentially, there is two machlekes in regarding what this last statement of Reb Shimon of Ar Masechta is in reference to. The first part of the statement was regards to the machlekes in Daf Nun Beis, which was regarding someone that's when Shabbos is starting, he's out of his tchum within 15 amos. And the end of his statement is a reference to a different machlekes in Daf Kuf Beis and Beis regarding the string of the kina that ripped on Shabbos. And what Reb Shimon was telling the Tanakam was putting these two statements together. And he said that although I was lenient regarding someone that when Shabbos is starting is out of his tchum, it's not a contradiction to the fact that I'm machmir regarding other halacha of Shabbos, regarding the string of the harp. And this is what his phrases were, when he says, because their mishalcha nasnulcha, what's yours is what they're giving you, which is, I'm not really lenient there, it's just because they pull back 15 amos, so you're really within the tchum. And that's the end of his statement, where he says that I'm not machmer either by the string of the harp, it's because kan lo yitir el shvus. The only thing they permitted you to do in the Beis HaMikdash was not to do Isur Deiraisa, they permitted you to do a shvus, not something that has an application to a Issa Deiraisa, which was possible by a kesher that could come to bring a Issa Deiraisa of kosher when you do a kesher shakayama, and therefore that's his enigmatic statement, that it's a combination of these two things, that on the one hand you think I'm being lenient, on the other hand I'm being stringent, I'm not being either one, they're not a contradiction, there it's based on Mishalcha Nasnulcha, and therefore I'm not being lenient, and here I'm not being machmer, because the only thing they allow in the Beis HaMikdash are shvus and not things that could come to bring to Issa Deiraisa. That's what Tesis says. So, but why did we wait all the way till here? Why didn't we at least discuss that over there on the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Beis and not wait till the end of Masechta? That's because the Gemara wanted to end all the Mishnayos which talk about this idea of Mikdash of Aloy Medina. We wanted to first end all the things that are permitted in Mikdash but not in the Medina. And after we concluded that, that's when Reb Shimon wanted to give this explanation and say, look, I just want you to know that although it seems contradictory, it's not contradictory because that's Mishalcha Nasnulcha and the Beis HaMikdash is only Shvus that they permitted you but not something that could come to an Issa Deiraisa. We shall return to you the 10th parak in Masechtas Eivin, parak of Meitzet Tefillin, the Slikla Masechtas Eivin, and the Masechta of Eivin has been concluded.